Our speaker this week is Dan Hayden. Dan came when he was a young buck and actually spoke for some of our high school camps back when he was a brand new pastor. He was at a church down in Madison area. And Dan then came and actually served on our staff two different stints. And he's been pastoring churches, and he's one of our favorite teachers. He's a true Bible teacher. You're going to love him. Dan, come on up and tell us what you're going to talk about.
Okay, good. Thanks, Tom. I love his dreams, don't you? I think it'll be good for all of us. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here. And I hope your travels were smooth and uneventful. And ours was, you know, and I'm a little surprised at that because it's not always that way. We left Orlando, Florida, and flew to Twin Cities and Minneapolis, St. Paul. And then we got the puddle jumper over to central Wisconsin, Mosinee, and drove up from there. And it was very uneventful. But in all of that, it reminded me of another trip I had just a few months ago in May. And I had meetings up north of here in a place called Manitouish Waters. It's north of Minocqua, which is north of here. And so it's way up toward the top of the state here. And so I was going to fly up from Orlando. And so I got the flight in Orlando, and it was a two and a half hour flight to Chicago. And that was my point to grab the airplane up to central Wisconsin. And we got, probably an hour or so out of Chicago, and the pilot says, Chicago's not letting us land. They have storms in Chicago. I've heard that a lot. And I knew kind of what it meant. And he says, they've put us on a holding pattern. And so we began to circle somewhere over Ohio for the next hour and a half. I had a two-hour layover to catch my flight up to central Wisconsin. We got into Chicago about 20 minutes before it was supposed to take off. Took me 10 minutes to get off the plane. I now have 10 minutes. And I have to go all the way from Concourse C over to Concourse F, where all the puddle jumper flights are to everywhere. And so I have a pretty heavy shoulder bag, you know, and a briefcase with me, and I'm kind of half running and trying to run at my age, you know, and I'm shuffling across all the way across the airport, and I get there just about the time the flight's supposed to leave and discover that there is no flight because the flight could never get into Chicago, so they don't have a flight to central Wisconsin. And they had rescheduled it for 2 hours later. Well, I was there about 12 o'clock Chicago time, and so 2 o'clock I'm supposed to catch this flight. You know, my flight was supposed to leave at 2, and so I got in about then, and so they're going to delay it for 2 hours. So I wait there, and 2 hours later they say the flight has been delayed again. It's at another gate. Over the next 4 hours, there were 5 gate changes that I had to move my stuff to another gate. And by 8 o'clock at night, they got up and said, I'm sorry to tell you this, but we have canceled all flights for the night. So there I was in Chicago, and I couldn't get up here. The next night, I had to start the meetings up there in Manitouish Waters. And I was really kind of in a hard spot. And so I went over to the place where they were kind of rescheduling flights, and the line stretched all the way across the airport because everybody's trying to reschedule because no flights were going out of Chicago. And, sometimes I wonder, what Hades will be like. And I'm reminded of Concourse F in Chicago in bad weather. You know, everybody's thousands of people are crammed into a very limited space where nobody, almost nobody, knows each other. They're all in a hurry, and they're agitated, and nobody wants to be there, and everybody's desperately wanting to get out. And that reminds me of Hades. And so, at any rate, I finally, I wasn't going to get out, and I checked with the folks there and also on the 800 number, and they couldn't get me out the next day either. In fact, they weren't going to be able to get me out for 2 days. And nobody was getting any vouchers for stayovers or any, you're going to have to stay in the airport or something for 2 days. And I couldn't do that. So I got the bus and I went over to Enterprise Rent-A-Car and I thought, well, I'll drive up. I've got all night anyway. I'm going to sleep on the floor here at O'Hare. I might as well drive. So I went over there and they were just about ready to close. And I went in and they said, no, we can't let you have a car, you know, to drive one way up to Mosinee. And I kind of begged them and they said, well, we have one car and so we've been reserving it for whatever and they will let you take that one. So I registered that and I went out and it was kind of dark and the lady's going around with a flashlight because there weren't any lights in the parking lot and we're kind of checking the car out, you know. And I didn't care about that hardly at all. And I got in and they were going to charge me over $300 to have the car just for less than a day. And I thought, oh my, this is terrible. But I had to do it. So I got a car and I began to drive. And I got on I-90 about Elgin. It goes into one lane all the way to Rockford. And even late at night, it was really backed up. And that was terrible. And I finally got up to Mosinee about 2:30 a.m. Got a motel, slept for a few hours, and then went back over to Mosinee Airport, where I had already scheduled a rental car, and brought the car in, and they went out and checked it, and they found scrapes under the bumper, and they said, oh, you damaged the car, and I said, no, I didn't do that, and they said, well, yeah, you did, and a few weeks later, I got a thing in the mail from the insurance company, you know, a claim on the bumper, but we hadn't seen it in the dark in Chicago, you know, and so there I was with that. Well, I got my rental car, and I went into the airport to see if my bag had arrived. It had not arrived, so I had no clothes for the meetings I had in Manitouish Waters. So I headed up to there. It was late afternoon. I had to be up there by evening. Stopped in Wausau, bought a pair of pants and a shirt, you know, got up there and had the meetings, you know, and I thought, wow, this is crazy. I love being in places, but I hate getting there because it's just so rough these days. Now, I'm not telling you this story so you'll feel sorry for me. I'm telling you these stories because that's just life. And, you know, sometimes things go nice. They go smooth. And I hope your trip was smooth this time. But sometimes it's just not. And sometimes it's not smooth for you as a person in whatever affair, circumstance of life you're in. It's not smooth in your marriage. It's not smooth in your family. We live in a world that's filled with tension. And you look at the international scene and the governmental scene in America and all the things that are happening and the concerns people have, and we're kind of swimming upstream, and it's really tough. And, you know, people ask me, you know, Dan, how do you live the victorious Christian life in the midst of all this stuff? Christianity is not ideal. It is, in the long run, it's the tremendous idealism we all shoot for, but in the short run, it's lived in the tension of reality. And that's what we're going to look at this week. How all the stuff goes on, and yet how God has given us the tools to live the Christian life in the midst of all that stuff. We're going to look at Ephesians 5 and 6. I'm going to go through those two chapters, so hopefully you'll understand them by the time we're done. Looking at our personal lives, our marriage lives, our family lives, and the spiritual conflict that we're all wrestling with as we go through all these things. It's a wonderful series, not because I'm going to teach it, but because God has given it in His Word, and it is absolutely fantastic. So looking forward to sharing it with you. Hope you'll be here.
Stay here. I want to pray for you. I got two mics. What should I use? I'd like to pray for Dan and for us as we dedicate this week to the Lord, so let's do that. Father, thank you so much for bringing us all here safely. We thank you that you have brought us all here by your divine design. And we're glad that Dan is with us and that he will be teaching from your word and from Ephesians, Father. It'll be a great time together. I pray that you'd give Dan a special blessing and a special anointing as he teaches. And give us open hearts and minds as we listen and grow in our faith as we enjoy this time together. So bless our week and give us a great time as we enjoy it together. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.